Warning, the following episode contains explicit language and spoilers. Listener discretion is advised.
Everything's perfect. Yeah, it is so perfect. The beach is so perfect. The people so perfect. Welcome to Laguna Beach, yeah. Welcome to Laguna Bitch, yeah. Welcome to Laguna Bitch with your hosts, Josh and Danielle.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Laguna Bitch, the world's best Laguna Beach podcast. We are better than all the other Laguna Beach podcasts.
Everyone.
Every single one of them, especially Coming Clean. With me in the studio, as always, is my beautiful wife, Danielle.
Hello.
And we have a special guest this week, Marty, who doesn't have a last name.
Yep, fake last name.
Fake last name. Beautiful. So, Marty, where are you from?
So, I have moved around a lot. I spent time in New Mexico, spent the better part of my adult life in New York, and now I am in Minnesota.
Yeah, I lived in Minnesota for a little bit.
Oh, nice.
It was horrible. Minneapolis.
Oh, okay, I'm in St. Paul.
Oh, we were probably neighbors. So, why are you on this podcast?
Well, I feel like I have to defend the honor of my show. But I will say, we are wrapping up Laguna Beach and jumping over to the hills. So, you can take the claim now as far as best current Laguna Beach podcast.
So, hang on. Didn't you guys just do season two?
Yes, and we refuse to acknowledge the existence of season three.
Amen.
Oh.
As well as Newport Beach, or Newport Beach, yeah, I think. Newport Harbor, I believe, is the other show. So
yeah. you're just moving on.
Yep. Well, we got some feedback that people wanted us to talk about season three, but not enough to have me buy the entire season. So we might have just a special episode to talk about all of season three.
Don't worry, we'll take care of season three for you.
All right.
That was my favorite season, I assume. I've never watched it.
Was it? No.
Marty, you're from the Coming Clean podcast.
Yes, I am.
Which was the first podcast about Laguna Beach.
I believe so, but now there are several, actually. But I endorse this one.
Thank you.
So, when did you guys start your podcast?
So, we were actually just noodling. So, the real backstory of how this podcast started was Sam and I had lived together for the better part of 10 years. We went to college together and then just ended up as roommates even afterwards. So, known each other for a long time. So, obviously, our TV tastes and pop culture tastes sort of blended together. And when I had moved to Minnesota last year, we thought, hey, you know, let's not lie like the people on the show and say that we're going to keep in touch when we won't. So we decided, hey, let's figure out a way to do a podcast. So we went through various topics and just ideating everything from sports to maybe wrestling or like news, stuff like that.
Like Olympic wrestling or professional?
Professional. Probably Olympic wrestling would have, you know, less competition.
That's what I was going to say. There's so many wrestling podcasts. You're not going to compete with Bruce Pritchard.
Exactly. Probably the best podcast on all of the internet right now is the Bruce Pritchard podcast. That I can endorse.
I agree.
So anyway, we were thinking, and then randomly we both got these floppy hats as it was getting cold, and it reminded us of Justin Bobby of the Hills, who was our possibly favorite reality show character of all time. So we were talking about the Hills, and then we were like, well, let's start from the beginning if we're going to follow sort of these guys. So we decided to talk about Laguna Beach, and then randomly again on just like a throwback Spotify, the Hillary Duff song came out, and that's sort of where Coming Clean, you know, let's just stick to what we know. And we haven't seen the show in over 10 years, so it was a nice way for us to sort of do a retrospective look and see if sort of our idealized version of what Laguna Beach was when we were watching it, because we're around the same age as the cast members, would be the same now that were sort of old and curmudgeon-y.
Danielle had that.
That's exactly how I'm feeling. Like, I haven't watched it since I originally watched it when it first aired, and I was a senior in high school.
Yep.
So I am, and I'm 30 years old now, so I'm really feeling much different about the characters in the show than I did when I was 17 and 18 years old.
Yeah, definitely a lot different. I feel like whenever we go through the show, I feel like we're lecturing the characters who are now in their 30s a lot. But yeah, it's a nice way to sort of spend an hour just to escape from the realities of the world, really.
We haven't listened to a lot of what you guys are done because we don't want your opinion to affect what we say.
But I will say, we listened to your first episode, and I'm sitting just nodding. Yes, exactly. Well, most of the points. There are some places that I completely disagree with everybody, but that's okay.
Call us out, we'll listen, and we'll have you on the show. Like, once you get through, we'll have you on our show, and we can have a nice, healthy debate.
There you go.
Yeah, we plan on posting like 18 episodes a day, so we should be through pretty quick.
Yeah, we had to actually speed up season 2 because I guess it's not really a spoiler alert, but a big takeaway that we got from going through the 2 seasons was Laguna Beach, or MTV's editing, has done a great job of making it seem like so much was happening, but in reality the story was, there was no story
going nowhere. Yeah,
it was just stuff happening.
Yeah, so we completely agree.
When we were going through season 2, we were like, we have literally nothing to talk about based on this episode, so we have to watch another one so we can sort of weave together a story. But just a warning, just so you don't go one at a time.
See, I watched the first 2 seasons. Right, I think right after I graduated high school, I watched the first 2 seasons. And I'm with you, it's been a long time. How long have you guys been doing your podcast?
So, like, the date, right? Like, when we did start recording?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, so, yeah, it took us, as far as when we started it, we came up with the idea around October, November, and really spent that time setting everything up with sort of a launch date of the first week of January as the plan. So I think January 3rd was the official episode 1. But, yeah, we really wanted to make sure that sort of we had all the rights to the music that we wanted to play and all that good stuff.
That's cool. We're just going to steal the music from your podcast.
If, whatever floats your boat, man, as long as we get an app mention, I guess.
Just don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be cool. So you've been doing it for around a year now, a little over?
Including the planning, almost a year, but the actual show, maybe this is month 6 since we started in January, so we're coming.
Oh, January! Six months. I misunderstood. Well, I had the idea to do a Laguna Beach podcast about 2 years ago, and I've had the theme song for about a year and a half.
Uh huh.
And then I just never did it till now. So we could have just beat you to market.
Yeah, you could have, but you know. Our 3 months of planning beat your 2 years of waiting.
Yeah. Drag your feet. I guess that's where you end up.
Well, he decided to go off and do the OC podcast with his brother instead of his lovely wife.
That was in our consideration set as well. We were thinking of doing that since the original concept was we were going to do just Orange County themed shows and music. So the OC was in the consideration, but we decided to just follow Elsie and Kristen through their lives.
Yeah, that's not bad. The OC podcast market is pretty saturated.
Yeah, same with One Tree Hill, because that was something that we were looking at as well.
See, we were thinking about doing One Tree Hill after we finished the OC, but we're probably going to move on to something different.
Yeah.
Maybe just start writing Laguna Beach fanfic. There's a lot of...
I will give you a special episode on the Coming Clean podcast to narrate and test your fanfic. So not opposed to that.
That's the deal. I'm quite the celebrated fanfic writer.
All right.
So is there anything special you guys do on your show that we should steer away from so we don't seem like we're stealing your ideas?
We sort of do like trivia. We go back to the original air date of the shows, and then we ask each other 5 questions about things that happened back then to really put us sort of in the mood and within the context of the era.
Oh, don't worry, we won't do that. I'm bad at the trivia.
But yeah, all our humor is very topical to the time, so a lot of George W. Bush jokes. Very, very relevant these days. But yeah, it's interesting. Once you start going through it, we kind of just pivoted a lot. We started from, you said you listened to episode one. That was sort of like a shot-for-shot discussion. We're kind of just, let's pick some moments and talk about it in freestyle.
We were listening to your first episode, and we were just thinking, we don't really want to dive that deep.
It took us a couple of episodes to realize, okay, this is like starting to feel like a job and doesn't feel like natural conversation.
Yeah, there were a couple of scenes that Josh said, you know, did you write anything down about that scene? I'm like, absolutely not. Nope, I just let that one play on.
Yeah. We decided to sort of, let's just take a higher level, and then eventually it morphed into us imagining that we transported ourselves into Laguna. So we have a whole segment, or third segment is usually us playing a game of pretending that we go to high school with these people and just putting us in the same scenarios and what would we do. Yeah, so,
but you've had like 10 years to think about it, so you have a leg up on these guys.
Yeah, we try to make it as awkward as possible. So we had one for the season 2 graduation episode where we sort of picked names out of a hat and just said, okay, what would you write on their yearbook? And then sort of played that game. And then we had a whole, I wouldn't call it a skit, but a whole bit on when Elsie and Jason started going out, like, who would you ask out in Laguna and what kind of date would you go to? Because the entire episode is on the quote-unquote perfect date of Jason and Elsie. Mm-hmm. So we were like, okay, well, I'm going to ask out Morgan S., and we're going to do this. And he asked out, I think, Jen Bunny.
Morgan?
Morgan S.
Yeah, what?
Season 2 Morgan.
Yeah, I know. Season 2 Morgan.
Oh, that's a different
Morgan. It's a different Morgan. You don't know that Morgan.
See,
she was as prominent. I dubbed her the most underrated character after Polster.
You guys sure seem to love Polster.
Yeah, it was excessive to the point that we were pretty sure he blocked us on his social media.
That's interesting. My podcast has been blocked by Benjamin McKenzie on Twitter.
Oh, there you go.
This is a wonderful day for us.
Oh, also, fun fact, there is an Instagram account called, I believe, Laguna Beach Yearbook, and I don't know who that is, but they have access to like all these old photos from all the cast members, and they tag them on Instagram, and apparently Lowe had blocked that Instagram account.
I bet it's Jan.
Possibly. Yeah, that would be super creepy.
We have a theory that he's actually the mayor. Yeah, he's working behind the scenes the whole time.
No, that's the fanfic.
No, that's not. That's what happens.
Is that a teaser to? But I think another surprising thing that we found out was we were hesitant on even doing season 2 because we got very attached to the season 1 people. But season 2 delivered. Season 3 is just really a struggle. So you guys can take the reins on that one. Mm. When the time comes. Although Cammy's still there, and I kind of like Cammy's appearances on season 2.
I'm not really attached to anyone, so I actually wrote down a note that one of them needs to die so they realize how harsh life really is. So if something happens, I can move on.
All right, well, you won't have as difficult a time then. But yeah, we tend to say goodbye to the characters. But yeah, now we're going to move on to the hills, so we're moving out with them. We bought Kristen's crappy Isuzu, and we're packing up and heading to L.A.
It's interesting, so you can get into the whole Heidi Montag situation.
And we're hoping to either get blocked or get Spencer and Heidi as guests on the show.
You have an equal chance of either of those.
Yeah, either way, we're going to publicize the crap out of that. But Heidi might be busy because she's pregnant along with pretty much every other. I think like 2017 was the year everyone picked to get pregnant.
I think so.
Yeah, Lauren's pregnant.
So is Heidi. So is, there's a couple more people. I'm sure Jessica's pregnant. Do you know she has like five, six kids now?
That's a lot. Too many.
Yeah, especially for Jessica.
Yeah, Talon's pregnant.
Oh yeah, he is actually. They're expecting.
They are.
Oh.
You thought you were making a joke, but it's true.
I was. I think Talon's a pretty ugly dude.
We have our thoughts on Talon that we had shared.
We called him the leech, because he just picks up all the scraps when everyone else is done with the girls.
We actually had a guest on the podcast call him a parasite.
Yes.
So not too far behind there. So I think the consensus now I don't feel as bad trashing Talon as much as we did on the podcast, but I want to say a good 10% of the entire airtime of our podcast was just how awful Talon is.
And what's sad, I mean, and it's just the age difference again, but when I first watched it, I loved Talon. I didn't think there was anything wrong with him. But I was a senior in high school and a stupid girl who didn't know life.
Yeah, Talon's not great. We also had some pretty bad feedback about how we were going hard on Steven's shenanigans, but seemed to be going easy on Jason. I don't know.
You can't play favorites.
Yeah. I mean, I think what we were really trying to do is not look at any news about them in terms of where they ended up until the end of the season, but Jason has this whole redemption story that we couldn't ignore, so I think that was playing into like us feeling like I want to say like every girl that he was with on the show where they think they could fix him.
See, we put up one episode where we just did kind of a recap of who they are in the show and where they are now.
All right, well, don't let the knowledge of where they are now keep you from trashing their decisions as high school students.
Oh, trust me, we won't. I mean, we won't have any problem trashing them.
Well, what do we know? Like, where three of them are, and then the other five, they're just like, they have, all we could find is, like, they have kids. They work here.
They work here.
Nothing specific, except for, what, Lauren, Elsie, Kristen, and Steven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're the only ones who, a lot of them are sort of just leading pretty normal lives these days.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of shocking that you could lead a normal life after something like that, but I guess.
And probably the biggest shocker to us was how many Laurens there were. Within that friend group alone, because there are at least four. So that was a shocker, including Alex H., who apparently is also a Lauren.
What?
Exactly.
Kristen's friend?
Yeah.
We thought it was interesting when they were having that black and white party. They named, like, all these characters that you never really see in the show. I wonder if those people are real or if MTV's making them up. Like Dennis.
Possibly. I mean, there are a lot of people that show up to those house parties, so maybe there's some of them there. The only person that we didn't find was the guy, the skinny dip sesh guy. Remains a mystery. Everyone else we talked about, we found. Others who are more minor characters, we sort of just kept their identity private because they're like doctors now. They're like, hey, let's not mess up.
I mean, IMDb has quite a few people listed. So,
but
none of them say that they're the skinny dip sesh guy, sadly.
Yeah,
he's eluded you for years.
But we fully intend to keep researching, but most everyone else we had found, including, and that's how we found out Alex H. is actually a Lauren, because she goes by Lauren now. She sells real estate in Hawaii or something.
The good real estate market. So you guys, do you plan on stopping after you get through The Hills, or do you plan on going on with more of the spinoffs of The Hills or some other reality show?
So we're The Hills, I believe, has 5 or 6 seasons, so we'll have some time going through that.
It's six.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that's a good year's worth of content at least. But the idea right now is to keep us within that time frame, sort of the formative years of our lives, so between maybe 2002 and 2010 or 11, pop culture is, I think, our wheelhouse. So maybe after The Hills, we'll just start doing lookbacks at movies and music that all happened around that time frame.
I don't see us lasting that long, so. as a married couple.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Glad I'm recording this. I can use that as a second bite on my. When I introduce you guys, it's like, oh. Surprise, it's the Dr. Phil podcast.
No, we like each other decently well enough if we're willing to sit in a room together and talk to the wall. So,
would you say you're an Elsie and Steven, or a Kristen and Steven, or a Jessica Jason? What's the dynamic here?
Oh, we're none of the above. My word. Nobody in Steven, first of all. And I don't love Jason, so...
We're like a We're like an LC and William.
We're like an LC and Lo. That's what we are.
Which one's which? Not that I want to hijack the questions here.
Well, I'm LC.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely Lo.
I'm the main character in my life.
I have a slight love affair with Lo.
Yeah, we there were ebbs and flows with Lo over season one that we had discovered because we were used to the Hills Lo.
Mm-hmm.
All love. Like, Lo was, like, our favorite character of all time. And then season one, she kind of had her ups and downs, and we were like, did we misjudge Lo? But we didn't.
No. You just, I mean, and it's, I guess it's one of those things that you know where she's going, so you just hold on.
And she seems to be one of the more normal people on there.
Yes.
Yeah, she went to culinary school.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And, I mean, here's another thing, her Instagram tutorials for food, like her recipes are actually pretty healthy, and all of them are under 500 calories. That's her shtick now. She's like the chef who creates meals that are under 500 calories.
I don't do anything unless it's at least 500 calories.
You just double up all the portions.
There you go.
They get in lard. It's the way to go.
That's a good call. You can tell you're from the Midwest.
Yeah, here's a can of Crisco.
I'm adapting to life here in Minnesota.
Is that what they do there? Just soak everything in lard?
It's more of a butter and mayonnaise culture.
Yeah, that's pretty much how we are here.
Yeah, we're in Illinois, so we're
I
like.
Hear there's a good gathering of the Juggalos in there.
Oh.
I mean, it's the peak of my year, so I don't know why she's so upset.
We were very much considering just trying it out to see what it was like, but everyone chickened out.
The Juggalos, I mean, what? Maybe one person dies every year.
Oh, maybe.
That's not that many.
I mean, you get to see Teela Tequila, like, fight the Iron Sheik in some sort of weird fire match or something.
Yeah.
Well, and this year, Ozzy Osbourne is coming because the eclipse is happening right over our area, so.
Wow. And not
maybe they'll come at the same time.
This isn't my podcast, but since we're talking about Juggalos, a good podcast that I heard is the I Don't Even Own a Television podcast. It's just a podcast where they read bad books and they go through, I believe, Violent J's autobiography.
Violent J, what a wonderful man. I believe former number one contender for the WCW Cruiserweight Championship.
Wow. Well, that's that's very sad. I'm fond of their Oddities era.
You a big Kurgan fan?
I am, actually, from the, even from the, what was the his stable with the Jackal? All the way back then. The Truth Commission.
The Truth Commission, yeah. When he used to grab their heads and just take them with him.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fantastic thing to do.
Oh, this turned into a wrestling podcast real fast. I apologize.
It's funny. Every podcast I go on, well, you're on my podcast, but I've been on a couple of other podcasts, and everything always seems to lead back to pro wrestling.
It's a good reflection of culture, I think.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure when we have you guys on, we're going to end up, like, a lot of our trivia questions on season two, when there's not a lot going on, we just go through Raw results since it airs on a Monday night. Laguna Beach airs on a Monday night, so it's like, oh, who did Matt Hardy beat on this match?
Yeah.
Josh would probably know every answer.
But that was kind of the worst time in pro wrestling, right after WCW died. It had its moments, of course, but I mean,
yeah, the Hurricane had a good run.
What?
Wrap it up. My word, I know nothing about wrestling, guys.
I think all podcasts should be cut off at about 15 minutes.
That was our aim, actually. We can't talk about a 22-minute Laguna Beach episode for an hour and a half.
Well, that's the problem. You start talking about
a 10-second thing that happened in the episode, right, and it takes you 20 minutes to discuss it.
Yeah, we did overanalyze the menu at the Elsie's party for the second to last episode of season two. We spent a good 15-20 minutes just talking, critiquing the incoherence of the menu that she picked.
Yeah, and on my other podcast, Portland CA, the OC podcast, we were talking about a car once, and then we ended up describing every Fast and Furious movie over like 10 episodes. So sometimes you just get in a rhythm. All right, man. Well, we're probably going to wrap it up here so we can cut this. Is there anything you wanted to say before we go? Maybe plug your podcast?
Sure. You can find us at Coming Clean Podcast. You can search on the Google right now until you guys come along. We're still, I think, the number one or number two hit when you Google Laguna Beach Podcast. And we're going to talk about the hills in a couple weeks. And yeah, at Coming Clean Podcast on all the social media if you want to find us. That's how you found us.
Do you plan on changing your name when you go into the hills?
We'll see. We have a couple meetings set up to figure out if we're going to reformat everything, but we might just keep it just because we have an existing base of users. We don't want to confuse anyone.
Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you for having me. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, bud.